Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something that honestly kind of flips the script on how we usually think about attracting people.
Yeah, it really does.
It's a deep dive that's focused not so much on the chase or, you know, the tactics, but more on cultivating what's inside.
It's a pretty fundamental shift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For so long, the whole conversation about connection has been about external stuff, the right lines, the routines, how to present this like perfect version of yourself.
Right, the performance.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today is really to unlearn those short-term plays and instead focus on a way of living that just naturally draws people in.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes down to, well, self-worth, having clear values, and basically just acting honestly.
And this dive, think of it as your map. We're going to unpack exactly why those old tactics, the traditional stuff, why they often will just fail long term.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll lay out the core pieces you need, the right mindset, the key habits, and this really simple practice loop you can actually start using like today.
Okay, so first things first, let's define the actual problem here. A lot of people feel like they're missing something, right? Like they don't have the right moves or these complicated routines.
Yeah, they think they need to be an actor, especially on a first date or something.
Totally. And look, the material we reviewed is clear. Those tactics, those skills, maybe they get you a foot in the door, maybe a brief connection.
But they're fragile. That's the key word here, isn't it?
Incredibly fragile.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially acting. You're pretending to be someone you're not. And that takes energy. It's just... it's exhausting, and it's not sustainable.
So the real issue isn't that you lack moves.
No, not at all. The real deficiency, if you want to call it that, is failing to build up those internal qualities, the things that actually sustain a connection, that make someone genuinely, consistently want to be around you for the long haul.
Which brings us to this this analogy I found really helpful in the sources, the garden versus the hunt.
Ah, yes, that's a great one.
The hunt is like... the quick tactic. It's like throwing chemical fertilizer on a kind of bad soil. You might get a quick burst of green.
Exactly. A short spike. But if the soil itself is, you know, depleted or toxic,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to have a healthy, thriving garden. It just won't last.
So sustainable attraction isn't the fertilizer?
No. It needs the core stuff.
Mm.
Good soil, enough water, sunlight. And in this analogy, those core conditions are our three pillars. Self-worth, clear values, and honest behavior.
Okay, let's dig into that soil then. Pillar one, self-worth. Now, most people hear self-worth and probably think confidence.
Mm.
But the sources draw a really important line here, don't they?
They do, and it's crucial. Confidence, especially the loud performative kind, well, that can be faked. You know the type. It often needs external validation, people telling you you're great.
And it crumbles pretty easily under rejection.
Right. Self-worth, though, is different. It's quieter, steadier.
Yeah.
It's that baseline internal feeling that you fundamentally deserve good things. Respect, affection, people's time, regardless of how any single interaction goes. It's like an anchor inside.
That's a powerful idea. It kind of takes the pressure off needing to win every interaction just to feel okay about yourself.
Totally.
So if self-worth is the steady engine, what's the compass? The sources talk about values as being essential here.
That's right. Values are, simply put, what you genuinely care about and what you're not willing to compromise on. But we're not talking abstract concepts here.
Not like philosophy class.
No, no. We mean lived values, things that guide your actual behavior. So if you value, say, punctuality or maybe clarity in communication, and you act on those values consistently,
then people know what to expect from you. Your decisions become more transparent.
Exactly. And that transparency, that predictability in a good way, it signals safety. It signals consistency. People feel they know where they stand with you, which is fundamentally very attractive.
Okay, so self-worth provides the foundation. Values provide direction.
And pillar three ties it all together. Honest behavior. Now, this needs clarification. It's not about being brutally blunt or just saying whatever pops in your head without thinking.
That can sometimes just be masking insecurity, right? Like, I'm just being real.
Precisely. Often it is. The way it's defined here, honest behavior is about living in a way that clearly communicates who you actually are, what you like, what you don't, what your boundaries are. It's choosing clarity over trying to sell someone on a version of you.
And when those three things align your internal self-worth, your guiding values, and your outward honest behavior, the result is, well, it's interesting. The material really stresses that if you do this right, not everyone will like you.
And that's kind of the whole point. That's the magic filter.
Right.
Consistency pushes away people who are looking for something generic
mm-hmm.
or someone they can easily mold. and starts pulling in people who genuinely connect with who you actually are.
Yeah.
You stop chasing universal approval and start finding real compatibility.
Which makes total sense. But it's easy to see how people try to shortcut this, maybe because it feels slower or harder, and they fall into these common traps. One big one the sources mentioned is the charm myth.
Oh yeah, the charm trap. It's seductive because, let's be honest, it can work in the very short term. We all know someone who's super slick, witty, entertaining, the life of the party.
They seem to have it all figured out.
But the caution here is that this kind of charm is often purely surface. It's built to impress, maybe manipulate a little, but not to build deep, genuine connection.
It's that performance again. And we've all seen it when things get tough, when there's stress or real conflict, that charming facade just dissolves.
It does. And the person often doesn't know how to handle it. They might shut down, get defensive, because they haven't built the muscle for dealing with, you know, actual vulnerability or disagreement, honestly.
And this reliance on performing, on charm, often comes from what the sources call a scarcity mindset, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's the underlying belief that good things like love, connection, attention are scarce, limited resources. So you feel like you constantly have to hustle or compete or even manipulate to get your share.
Which fuels all these exhausting behaviors we see. The obsessive texting, checking your phone constantly.
Yep. Or bending over backwards to please everyone.
People pleasing, yeah. Or trying desperately to be this idealized, perfect version of yourself you think other people want.
All driven by fear, really. Fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, fear of just not being enough. You're operating from a place of deficit.
So what's the antidote?
The antidote is cultivating an abundance mindset. And this ties directly back to self-worth. If you have that baseline feeling that you are fundamentally okay, that you're enough as you are,
then you can handle things differently.
Exactly. You can risk expressing a real opinion. You can set a boundary. You can even face rejection. And while it might sting, it doesn't shatter your core sense of self. You're still okay. It shifts everything from frantically seeking approval to calmly seeking a genuine fit.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Moving from that scarcity hustle to a more calm, grounded approach, which leads us nicely into the practical side. If honest behavior is the key skill we need to build, how do we actually practice it? Especially if we don't want to just jump into high-stakes dating situations right away.
We need a system, something repeatable. And the sources suggest a really simple but effective loop, N-A-R-A.
N-A-R-A. Okay, what does that stand for?
Notice, act, reflect, adjust. It's a framework for practicing and improving this skill of honest behavior in small, manageable steps without overwhelming yourself.
All right, let's walk through it. Step one, notice. What exactly are we noticing here?
You're noticing your automatic default reactions, especially in situations where you feel a bit uncomfortable, anxious, or there's potential for conflict. What's your go-to move?
So for you listening, this means paying attention to things like, do you automatically agree even when you disagree inside?
Or do you use humor to deflect whenever a conversation gets serious? Maybe get quiet or you interrupt people out of nervousness. Just noticing that pattern without judgment is the crucial first step. It's just observation.
Okay, so first awareness, then step two is act. This sounds like where the practice really happens. But you mentioned micro-honesty.
Yes, micro is key here. We're not talking about making some huge dramatic stand. The goal is to build the muscle in low-stakes situations first. So act means commit to one small, honest behavior.
Like what? Give us an example.
It could be super small, like giving a genuine, specific compliment to a coworker instead of just a generic good job. Or maybe gently saying, actually, I'm not really a fan of that kind of music when a friend puts something on.
Even if it feels a little awkward.
Especially then. It's about practicing the expression of a genuine preference or feeling, however minor, just for the sake of doing it. Getting comfortable with your own truth.
Okay, so you notice your default. You take a small, honest action. Then step three, reflect. What does reflection look like here? Is it beating yourself up if it went badly?
No, definitely not. Reflection here is about data collection, not self-criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You look back neutrally. How did that small act feel? Did the other person react defensively, or were they fine? Was setting that tiny boundary easier or harder than you expected?
So it's gathering information.
Exactly. Information about how your genuine self interacts with the world around you. It's just data, not a judgment on whether you succeeded or failed.
Got it. And that leads to step four. Adjust based on the reflection.
Right. You take that data and tweak your approach for the next time. Maybe you realize your tone was a bit too aggressive or maybe too timid. Perhaps you needed to add a bit more empathy to your honest statement. It's iterative. You learn and refine with each loop.
This NARA loop seems really practical. Can we walk through a real-world example, maybe that classic dating scenario?
Sure, let's use the one from the material.
Yeah.
You're on a date, the other person picked a restaurant, and you genuinely dislike the food. Maybe it's a cuisine that actually makes you feel unwell.
Okay, what's the typical tactic response, driven by that fear, that people-pleasing?
The default is often to just fake it. You pretend to enjoy the meal, maybe pick at your food, say it's fine, all while secretly feeling uncomfortable or even resentful. You avoid friction in the moment, but there's no real connection being built.
Right, you're hiding. What's the honest response using this framework?
The honest response, guided by your values, like maybe health or just authenticity, and using micro-honesty, would be calm and empathetic. Something like, hey, I really appreciate you choosing this place. The vibe is great, but full disclosure, this type of food doesn't really agree with me. Would you be open to maybe trying somewhere else next time? Or perhaps we could let me pick.
So it's clear, it's respectful, it sets a gentle boundary, it's not dramatic.
Exactly. Low drama, high clarity. And here's the crucial part. Pay attention to their reaction.
This is where the filtering happens, right?
Precisely. If your date gets really upset, defensive, or makes you feel bad for simply expressing a genuine need or preference, that's incredibly valuable data.
It tells you about compatibility.
Instantly. You didn't fail the date. You successfully identify that this person might not be compatible with someone who expresses themselves honestly. Remember, seek compatibility, not compliance.
That's a great takeaway. Okay, so the NARA loop is the tool. How do we make this a consistent practice? The sources suggested a few simple habits to start.
Yeah, three really small, doable things you can literally start this week. They help stabilize the NARA practice and build those pillars we talked about.
We like simple and doable. What's the first one?
First is a quick morning check-in. Just 5 minutes. Before you dive into the day, jot down maybe your top two values or intentions for that day.
Like what?
Could be anything relevant to you. Patience and clarity. Or maybe courage and focus. The point is to consciously set your internal compass before the world starts pulling you in different directions and demanding you perform.
Okay. Sets the intention. What's habit number two?
Consistent micro-honesty practice. This is basically making sure you intentionally do the act step of the NARA loop at least once every day.
Just one small act of honesty a day.
Yep. Even if it's just telling someone honestly, actually, I need a bit more time to think about that. Instead of just agreeing instantly under pressure, it keeps the muscle working.
Makes sense. And the third habit?
A quick reflection journal at night. 2 minutes max. Just use those NARA headings.
Yeah.
Notice, act, reflect, adjust, and quickly note down what happened, what you learned. It reinforces the cycle.
So check-in, micro-action, reflection, pretty straightforward.
And it's the compounding effect of these small things over time that builds that steady, quiet self-worth and makes honest behavior feel more natural.
Now, as people start doing this, are there any major pitfalls to watch out for, besides maybe giving up too soon?
Definitely. A big one we already touched on. Confusing bluntness with honesty.
Right. They're not the same thing.
Not at all. True honesty usually requires empathy. Just dropping truth bombs without considering the other person or the context, that's often more about aggression or making yourself feel powerful, not about building connection. Honesty should aim for clarity and connection where possible.
Good distinction. What else?
Don't chase perfection. You will fumble. You'll say things awkwardly. You might overstep or understep. That's totally normal. It's part of learning.
So acknowledge the fumble, learn from the reflection step, and just keep going.
Exactly. Treat it like learning any new skill. And please, avoid comparing your progress or your timeline to anyone else's. This is an internal journey.
Okay, so if we're doing this internal work and we've ditched the old metrics like, you know, getting the date or whatever, how do we actually know if we're making progress? How do we measure success here?
That's a great question. The material points to three clear, mostly internal signs you can look for.
Okay, what's the first sign?
First, you'll likely start feeling noticeably less needy in your interactions. You're not dissecting every text message for hidden meaning. You're not hanging on every word, hoping for validation. That internal pressure starts to ease off.
That sounds like a huge relief.
It really is.
Yeah.
Second sign, you find yourself setting and maintaining small boundaries and, crucially, doing it without that crushing guilt afterwards.
Ah, the guilt, yeah.
Being able to say no calmly or express a limit and then stand by it reasonably firmly if challenged, that's a very strong indicator that your self-worth is solidifying.
Makes sense. And the third sign?
You start getting faster, cleaner feedback from the world. What does that mean? People who aren't a good fit for your authentic self tend to filter themselves out more quickly. because your honesty doesn't give them the performance they might be looking for.
Less wasted time.
Exactly. And conversely, people who are compatible, who appreciate your realness, they tend to lean in faster. Your connections become more authentic more quickly, whether they lead to romance, friendship, or just mutual respect.
So, less ambiguity, clearer signals both ways.
Yep. Less game playing, more genuine sorting based on who you actually are.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. The core message from this deep dive seems to be, stop focusing on tricks and tactics to get attraction.
Right. Attraction isn't something you perform or manipulate into existence. It's more like a natural byproduct.
A byproduct of cultivating those internal conditions. Solid self-worth, clear personal values, and consistent, honest behavior.
Build patiently, not overnight. Using those small daily habits in that simple NARA loop. Notice, act, reflect, adjust. Remember the analogy. Charm and tactics are like fertilizer on weak soil. Honesty, aligned with your values and worth, is the healthy soil itself.
So for you listening, here's the specific challenge for this week. Commit to one micro-honesty action each day. Just one.
Could be expressing a small, genuine preference.
Yeah.
Giving an honest compliment.
Yeah.
Saying no, politely, to a minor request you don't want to do.
And then use that NARA loop in the evening. Just reflect for a minute. What did you notice? What did you do? How did it feel? What was the reaction? What might you adjust next time? Focus on the data, not judging the outcome.
We've laid the foundation today for this kind of authentic attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens next? What happens when this newfound honesty runs into the complexities of social dynamics, especially when things get tricky?
Good question.
Next time, we're going to dive deeper into that charm thing. We'll look at why relying on performative charisma ultimately tends to fail in building lasting connections, and critically, how you can replace it with something much more robust. Authentic expression combined with really solid boundaries.
Sounds essential. Okay, looking forward to that. For now, though, the key principle to hold on to from today. Seek compatibility, not compliance.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll see you next time.